You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Welcome to episode 143 of the Time Hackers Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about early rising, changing your routines, and making things work for you in a unique and special way. So first of all, I want to apologize if you can hear a puppy barking in the distance. It's the neighbor's pup. He won't shut up. Now he's basically making our lives pretty miserable because he starts barking at 7 a.m. and he stops barking at 10 p.m. So if you can hear that, I'm sorry. We'll try to edit it out, but you never know. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about an experiment, a challenge that I'm about to follow through for the next week. Today is Sunday. I record on a Sunday. So I'll be able to take you with me on this journey and you can learn from my experience, from my mistakes. You can perhaps learn something that might help you even if you don't do the same challenge, all that good stuff. And most importantly, I always preach that productivity should be individual, that it should be custom tailored. So this is me custom tailoring productivity to my lifestyle. So about a week ago, I was interviewed for the Productive Woman Show with Laura McClellan. Laura, if you're listening, thank you so, so much for having me on. This was not just an amazing experience. It probably changed my productivity forever. And while I was talking about my routine, I suddenly realized that this routine is no longer working for me the way that it used to. So I decided to sit down and look at everything that I do and how I do it, what's important for me and what has changed, and try to back plan a different routine that will work. So basically what went wrong is that the longer I was doing my routine, the later I started waking up in the morning. I was never an early riser. And if you're a listener of this podcast for a while, you know that. I hate early mornings. I hate getting out of bed. I'm lazy. I don't like it. So everything I do, I try always to wake up the earliest at 8 a.m. Like, this is my earliest. But as time went by, I started waking up at 8:30, 9:30, 9:30, and last week we even reached 10 a.m., which basically is not a big deal since I do work from home, I work online. Most of my clients are in the US of A, which means that they're still fast asleep even if I wake up at 12 p.m. But for me, it made a whole difference because by the time I would finish my morning routine and doing everything I need to do around the house, it would be almost noon. And by noon, my brain turned into mush. Now, I always had issues with this limbo time of noon and early afternoon. I never was able to fully focus during these hours, but lately it's become more acute and more noticeable. And what happens is that I reach 4 p.m., which is usually the time where I need to start working on my daily tasks, and I haven't accomplished a thing. I don't have a single win. I haven't finished my most important task of the day. And it kind of drove me nuts, A, because my productivity was dropping, B, because I wasn't doing the things that I know that I can and should, and C, and probably most important of all, I knew that I had to wrap things up and I didn't have time to fix it because at 6, 7 p.m., Mehran and I were starting our evening together, and this is kind of a rule that we have around the house so we can spend a bit of time together. And this rule was born because he and I are such workaholics that if you allow us, we will never, ever separate work from home. And being online entrepreneurs that work from home, oh yeah, baby, we wouldn't see each other for weeks. Like, we would sleep in the same bed, we would have dinners at the same dinner table, but that was about it. Sometimes we would console each other, but some quality time together, that wasn't happening. And it was no one's particularly fault, but we decided that we want to change that. So we created this rule that at 7 p.m. we started an evening together. So there are three things that changed in me, in my life, in my lifestyle that led for this routine to stop working for me as effectively. One was obviously the fact that I started waking up a lot later. Two is that my brain became even more foggy and less focused during the noon and afternoon hours. And C, the fact that our mutual evenings together, Miron and myself, start at 7 p.m., but I no longer am able to go to sleep at a reasonable hour. It feels like kitty hours to me. I try to stay up later. I'm like a four-year-old, basically. So I would go to sleep at 1 a.m. when I started my evening, like I stopped working at 7 p.m., which means that I have 6 hours of unwinding. And you know what? If you were able to do everything that you're obligated to and you were productive during the day, and even if you worked for 1 hour, I don't care, you're entitled for it. But I, because of A and B, was not. So I was basically wasting a lot of time on unwinding from a very unproductive day, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I came up with an alternative routine that I'm gonna be trying this week. I started this morning. This is me half day through, and I'm gonna be updating you on what is going on and how it affects me. The reason that I decided to do it for a whole week is because it takes for our body to get used to new routines, and I didn't want to my judgment to be skewed according to me being tired or whatnot, because really, when your body is used to something, switching to something new can be painful physically. But this is not what we're all about here. We're trying to create a routine that is more tailored to my needs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and work with the times that I find to be the most productive for me. And for me, it's early morning, meaning 6 through 10 a.m. And yeah, I know that 6 a.m. is probably not even considered early rising for most people, but trust me, it is for me. And 5 through 8 p.m. These are amazing hours for me. I am so focused. I'm so on point during these hours, and I never get the chance to use them because I'm always either in my inbox or wrapped up for the day. So these are gonna be my focal points, the times that I do most of my creative work, most of my work with clients, all the things that I really need to be on point. So in order for me to be able to do that, I need to start waking up early. Now, I set up the challenge to wake up at 6 a.m. every day for this week, and it started this morning. And I already need to confess that today I did not wake up at 6 a.m. I went to sleep at 1 a.m. last night, and I decided that I'm going to give my body a full 6 hours of sleep, which means that I woke up at 7 a.m. today. So far, so good. I woke up, I did my bare necessities for the morning, and then I just swooshed in to work and started ticking off tasks from my to-do list. It was actually amazing. Now, because I want to be focused during these early hours, and because I'm a person that hates waking up early, you probably guessed that my foggy brain and my lack of ability to focus during the noon hours and the afternoon hours caused me to be like a zombie today. Because if I, on top of everything, didn't get the sleep that I'm used to and didn't wake up at the hour that I'm used to, my body responded. So what I did, I decided to insert into my new routine rest time during the noon hours. So these hours that I'm not productive at all during them, I'm just gonna have a nap. Actually, I'm recording this episode right after taking my nap for today, and it was glorious, people. Seriously, it was amazing. I slept for 2 hours. I feel refreshed. I feel on point. I feel focused. It's like I've cut out the unproductive part of my day out, which is amazing. So once I wake up from my nap, or if I don't want to go to sleep, because sometimes I don't, I can just use it to watch YouTube videos, talk over the phone, watch movies, series, whatnot. This is free time, and I'm going to be using it as free time. But once I'm back on track, I'm going to be working 4 to 8 p.m., 4 through 5:30. I'm going to be working on daily stuff while my brain kind of readjusts and refocuses, and then I'm going to be working again on the themed part of the day. I talked to Miron, I explained to him what I'm going to do, I got his blessing, and we rearranged both of our schedules so that we can start enjoying our evenings together at a later hour. So the change that I'm doing in my routine affects his routine. So it was really important for me to make sure that I'm not making any changes before I can discuss this and before we can make sure that it's going to work for him as well. Another change that I'm going to be doing, and hopefully it's going to come more naturally, is that I want to start going to sleep a bit earlier. But if I'm not able to do that, then still my routine fits, because even if I didn't have my full 6, 7, or 8 hours of sleep a day during the night, I can get refreshed and sleep more during my nap time. So basically what I'm doing this week is waking up super early for me, working on what I need to work on, taking a break during the noon when my brain is mush, and then getting back into the swing of things at the late afternoon until late evening. This is my new routine. I'm going to be trying it out all this week and reporting back next Monday, sharing with you what I found, how it felt like. So far, you know, it's been half a day. It's been a-okay, but really, this type of experiment takes time, and most probably I won't have conclusive answers by next week, but I will have a hunch. I will have some data, and maybe I will decide to tweak a few things. This is how I change my routine. This is how I incorporate changes. And you know what? You can do it too. You don't need to be an online entrepreneur. You don't need to be working from home. You don't need to have clients in another state or another country or another continent. You can just outline what is not working, outline what you want to happen, what's important for you. Like for me, spending the evening with Maron, or getting most of my work done before my brain turns into mush at 12 p.m. And then figure out how you can dance around those things to make a routine that really works for you. I hope it was helpful, guys. If you have any suggestions on how I can make my routine better, or if you have questions that you would like me to help you with your routine, don't hesitate. Head over to j@imjulie.com. Hit me an email and I would love to answer back. This is everything for today. Please remember that life is short. So do things that make you happy, be productive, and always, always love what you're doing.